The Hideous Creature Show.
Dude, I don't know about you guys anymore. Like, you guys are fucking, you know, this fucking stupid Hideous Creature Show, like, you know, like, whatever. But, you know, I'm not giving any negative point right now, but, like, I'm fucking trying to give you a positive point, other than the fact that, like, well, fuck, man, you didn't even put Radar Love as one of your fucking top fucking, like, deals, because that's the best fucking song that's ever been written. Music should have never, music should have stopped at that fucking point. And, dude, I'm fucking serious. Like, it just should have stopped. It never should have begun or nothing. Like, it just, like, everything should have stopped at Radar Love. And, you know, I just want to call you and tell you that I fucking like the show, but I just don't like you guys shit talking about stupid, like, rad stuff that, like, I'm totally into. Like, you guys fuck.
Check it out.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is April 22nd, 2010, and this is episode number 40. My name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets.
Episode 40.
No shit, right?
How cool is that?
So that's 12 away from a year.
From the gold medal.
40's the new 30.
It's true.
Oh, that means we got to do 10 more shows.
12 more shows.
Yeah.
12 more. So what's that? Three more months?
500 hours.
That's a large biscuit. It's a big biscuit.
No gravy.
So on the show we're going to get to is Movie Madness. Of course, we got the topic of the week, which is going to be, we did Time Machine last week.
Yeah.
And so this week we're kind of elaborating on that, and we're going to go, well, if you had that time machine, what bands would you go back and see if you could? And then we're going to do the douchebag of the week. And then we've got all kinds of juicy numbers in between. For instance,
juicy numbers. Seven.
Two. For instance, we. I don't know if anybody looked on Facebook on our site on Facebook. Somebody posted on our email was they found Dimitri, and they
holy
sent,
shit.
They sent this thing, and it was just a it was called Dimitri the Lover, and it was just a bunch of texts and stuff. And I was like, fuck that! It doesn't sound like that would be Dimitri. And Dimitri was a bit that we did on the show. It actually started Douchebag of the Week.
Yeah, he was our original douche.
He was the OD.
And he was a douchebag that left a phone message. And we kind of put it out to the listeners. Thank you, guys. And a listener sent us, Rich, thank you, sent us a fucking video of Dimitri. We found it.
I can't believe it.
He lives in Canada. And
Toronto.
I just found it. It just popped up.
Guess I know where I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, no shit. Hey, Dimitri. Do you like stuff?
I'm very elegant.
You are elegant.
Thanks.
And so we're gonna hit that next week. That's gonna be one of our dealios and go into that because it came with an audio file or a video file. So
awesome.
I want to play that video file and see if I can find some more shit by next week, and then we can we'll go into it.
I love it.
But how's your week going, Jenny? What's up? What happened?
I am in my new house, and I finally finished cleaning my old apartment yesterday. So that's good.
You're done and out of there?
I turned the keys in on Saturday. Sucked. Cleaning a fridge like that you have eaten out of and dealt with for 3 years and never cleaned.
Ooh. Fridges get
is not very
crazy.
Fun.
Once fridges every 3 days,
icky.
Everyone.
I don't know why I have to keep telling you this.
I wanted to just bring a hose in and just like blast it.
You wanted like a Chinese.
And it's impossible
bathroom.
To clean a freezer like without. I mean, I didn't unplug the like every. Well, it would just freeze.
Well, that would be a whole other problem.
All the dirt was freezing.
I have a when at the zoo. I have my own refrigerator. I moved out of the main
of the
refrigerator
main.
That all the other guys are in, and my. Well, my fridge gets bad.
It's a time capsule.
You know, it's a science project. It's fucking horrible. So every summer I unplug it and I put it out on the back porch and let nature do its deal.
Yeah.
And then I call the fire department. They hit it with that hose.
blast
it
across
out of there,
the room.
And then I start over anew. But I can't do that when all the food's in there. I don't want to throw all the food away.
Yeah. Yeah. So luckily I was moved out. There was nothing in there. But I never clean. I mean, I would maybe wipe down a spill here and there, but.
You forget about
Give
that shit.
Give me a break.
Talk about a time machine.
Yeah.
You're like, do you remember
I was
that?
Like, oh, remember when I ate that yogurt?
That veggie patty that's now like, used to be like a 6-inch patty. Now it looks like a quarter, a brown quarter.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. Yeah. But I'm done with that, so thank God.
What about you, Patrick?
Well, today I had a really good trip with my lover.
Oh, that's right.
Went to IKEA.
That's right.
Held hands in aisle 27.
Patrick and I went to IKEA today. he got some new digs as well. And
did you guys get meatballs?
No, it was. You know what I realized is that those meatballs are like fucking crack to me.
You can't eat even ten.
I want them so bad.
Well, when BT and I went, we were gonna get the meatballs, but I thought you could get them on the way out. You can't. You can only get them in the cafeteria, and we were already done shopping.
Just go up the escalator again.
I was like, We're not getting meatballs.
So if that happens, you not only have your meatballs, but you have to walk through that arrow maze.
I know.
And you end up buying like a desk and a couple lamps. So those meatballs end up costing like $75.
Yeah. You're like, I just wanted a meatball.
It's a tricky spot.
It is.
It's a tricky, tricky spot.
Why are the restrooms always right and then left and then straight ahead and then right and left again? God damn it.
What would be great is if... Gary Gygax, you know, they found, you know, J.D. Salinger had those old books that he wrote or an old book that he wrote and they found. If Gary Gygax had some sort of like module that was laid out like an IKEA.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Would be good.
Let's think about it. Let's get all the D&D people. That
I'm an eighth
we know.
Level saver.
Saver. What the hell is a saver?
A saver of money.
Where's the bathroom is all I thought today.
Yeah, he got in there. I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, it's right there. There's where the arrow. Where's the bathroom? Oh, and then we're at the end. And I'm like, it's over there. Where are we getting?
Did I rush you?
No.
I hope so because
you
I didn't.
Hope so?
I hope I didn't rush you.
I needed to go in and get out, and I can stay in that place for a
You're
while.
You're totally witnessing a lover's quarrel.
Well, because when
June, I thought we talked about this.
Well, Patrick had called me, and he said he was going to IKEA, and for me, that's as close to Switzerland as I'm going to get.
It's Sweden.
So, Sweden. Switzerland.
Whatever.
So, I'm going, fuck, man, I don't have a passport. So
a passport to savings.
That's right.
I do have that.
So
Jenny is so reasonable.
Well, when you said you were going, I jumped
no,
on the
No, I heard it on the phone. I was like, yeah, I got to go IKEA later. I didn't hear any noise, but I heard this.
Huh?
Like, and I was like, yeah. And June's like, well, I haven't been to IKEA in a while. And I'm like, June, do you want to come to IKEA with me? And he's like, no, no bother. And I'm like,
he's like fishing for a date.
And I was like, I'll he come pick like, you up. He's like, you don't have to come all the way to the Southeast. And I was like, I'll give you a call when I'm done doing my laundry.
Well, I'll tell you, it was only my second trip.
Mine too. The last, when we went, I'd only been, this was my second trip.
You fucking virgins.
And
I know.
That, well, it kind of.
The savings they blindside you.
Well, I'm an American, so I follow the arrow.
Yeah.
And I want to buy everything, and then I also need to eat while I'm shopping.
And take a shit.
Well, I didn't have to shit, but
I wanted to.
Well, this is a funny story. Is that when I was in the bathroom, I felt a fart brewing, and there was somebody else that was next to me. And what was funny is that, like, some people lined up thinking it was like a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's only one toilet in there. So there was like eight people out there and I was like, suckers. So I went in and I passed them up and I just went into the toilet or into the bathroom. And there was some dude at the urinal and I felt myself brewing up some
stew,
some farts. And so I was like, ready to like do my fart thing, and I realized that the guy next to me hadn't even started peeing. And I went, God, if I blow a fart, I think he's going to, you know, he's not even going to be able to pee. So I didn't want to alpha male him out of his good piss at IKEA.
That's nice.
So I decided not to do it.
That's nice.
And then it was kind of teetering between maybe it's a fart. I didn't want to gamble and lose.
When we were at IKEA, the weirdest
thing.
You
got to know when to hold them.
The weirdest thing happened. We just grabbed this.
Indeed.
We just grabbed this stupid little rug. It was like $9.99 or whatever.
Oh, the Johnson with the umlaut.
Yeah, the Flumke. When we got to the checkout counter, he kept ringing it up and it said, like, price not found, unable to price. And he was on the phone calling and he got off and he was like, this is marked on our unsafe list, and I actually can't sell this to you. And we're like, what? Is the rug, like, going to fucking kill us? Like, he was like, I can't sell this to you. And we're like, well, why is there a huge bin of them, like, right over by the Jortkins and the tchotchkes? Why can't we get this?
I kind of just got it. That's the name for their crap, right?
Right. Like, so a coppin.
They have all different kinds of... Okay, because when you got there, you said that there was a certain... Like,
oh, I just made that.
Because we were kind of on a time frame.
Yeah, so
when
I
we
said
got
we're going to blurgle flarg it.
And I was like, a blurgle fart.
It's like
and
a Swedish
all of the names of their shit is not just like lamp.
It's it's Tundin.
It's like Jopkin. I actually think I bought something called a Jopkin. J-O-P-K-E-N.
I think I bought like a Babar today or something like
total
that.
Total Babar.
Which is, you know, for where to put your fucking mail.
Well, it's funny because he bought a, Patrick, when he bought a, I don't know what you're going to use it for. It looks like a little trash can, but it looks like a Devo hat.
So June's like, Devo helmet, check. It's going to be my mop bucket so I can mop my floor. I just need something big and just, like it's $2.
When there's a problem comes around, you must mop it.
Exactly.
Wow, man.
Ooh, our
lemon bar.
Our stars have aligned. Which is funny because I found a new psychic.
So what? Did you have an old one?
No. Well, remember when we used
right
to do horoscope
to the
retrospect?
Yeah.
So all that horoscope retrospect turned out to be just turd after turd after turd. But I found a good psychic. And so he is going to be doing our ship personally.
What?
He has our star charts and we know the time.
Well, that's no, he doesn't have them yet, but we're going to give them to him.
Oh, okay.
And also what I was thinking is that we could have a listener of the week.
I don't know if I'm ready to look into that.
A listener of the week we'll pick a listener of the week off of our Facebook thing because, you know, it says when you were born or whatever. And whatever month we can have four different people. Or whatever,
I like it.
So. But so I don't know when that's going to happen. He said he's still searching the stars. So.
Wow.
Yeah, onward cruise. Let's do Movie Madness. Movie Madness, for people that are just listening to the Hideous Creature Show, is a game that we play where I play some sound clips from a movie and Jenny and Patrick try to guess what they are. And you also, as a listener, can also try and guess what it is. So here's the first one.
Disappointed! Son of a bitch!
Okay, also, I sold my laptop. I'm trying to get a new computer. So I'm using this old, ancient ColecoVision. And hopefully everything doesn't, you know, fuck up. If it does, you know, we apologize right off the bat for that. So did you get that one?
Will you play it again, please?
Hold on. I don't know if I can with the...
Disappointed! Son of a bitch!
So if it's all distorted and shit, we'll just have to deal with it. Also, I got some complaints about our swearing.
Who complained?
Some listeners.
What were they doing?
They were complaining.
Let me ask this question. Why the hell were they complaining but still listen to us? And I'll take my answer off the air.
I think that there's some people that like to... listen to the show at work, so they have it over speakers in their place of work, and we say the F word a lot. So
we do.
I'm thinking that to teach us a lesson, that next week we could bring back the swear jar.
Because it worked so well the first time.
But what I'm thinking is instead of saying all the bad words, is that we pick one, and whenever that one is said, then we pop the jar. Is that cool with you guys?
Jar.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to pop your jar, IKEA boy.
Jesus, Boldy. But another thing that Patrick and I kind of realized, we We both have a bad case of the hornies.
I know. I'm actually scared being in this
room.
Can
you turn the light on, Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, turn the light on. I'm in the dark. I'm in the dark with these two horn dogs here.
Do you want another?
Save me.
Another one real quick before we move on?
Yeah, yeah.
You want another horn dog?
No.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
That should give it away.
Yeah, that gave it to me.
Where's my pen? Hold on.
I don't know what it is.
Do you, you don't know what it is?
No.
Jenny, you got it?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay. So, how much time we got? 1 sec. You know what? Let's just move in. Last week we did. We were going to do a Naked Fat Guy update, but we ran out of time. Or actually, we went way over, and I cut it out.
You know what I was thinking when we were talking about the IKEA, and you said you were next to a guy and you had to fart. What if you looked up and it was Naked Guy, and he was like at IKEA?
I would have blazed.
And he was You would have farted.
You would have come out of the bathroom, being like waddling, going, "Let's get up, out, get out, get out, get out."
Like, what if every time you went into a bathroom, he was just there, naked, like he could be clothed.
This is like a Beckett play. He's following you.
Just there.
All I know is that I would have let that toothless dog howl as long and as loud and as boisterous and as menacing as I possibly could.
And you would have stared right at
him. Actually, you know what I would have done? As I would have farted on him.
And then the roadie,
like, oh, excuse me.
And then the roadies would have come in the bathroom with those giant fucking movie fans and blown the fart at him. And then June would have been sitting there with his hair fucking flowing in the wind.
I like it.
Like Lindsay Buckingham.
Yep.
They probably have some sort of like awesome fart extractor in the IKEA bathrooms. They're all high tech and everything.
It's called the Flutus Extractus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this week's topic of the week is, again, the time machine. If we could go back and see some bands. And Jenny, you should feel this one.
My first one is obviously Elvis Presley.
Okay.
How could you not?
Hold on, let me take my sweater off.
I'm getting really scared. They're disrobing.
No, you
now.
Can keep talking while I'm taking my sweater off.
I mean, seriously, Elvis, you know, is my favorite of all time.
But what Elvis would you see?
Well, that's a good question. I would like to see,
like, that. Remember the Elvis shot that they had on the TV? It's black and white, where he's doing the shanky, shanky, shanky.
Yeah,
and
his I
leg,
love that
his
so
leg is
much.
Like, yeah, my leg got stuck, and he does
but
a whoo.
If I had to pick, I would pick the 68 comeback tour when he's in the black leather outfit. Because
is that Hawaii?
No, it's it was the 68 comeback special, and they actually just went and pulled people off the street and just said, "We're filming a movie, come in," and all the people are sitting on
so
the
so it had to
stage.
Be LA or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. And all the people are just sitting, like they're sitting on this fucking stage while Elvis, it was kind of like Elvis Unplugged, like he's just playing his guitar. And like fucking around, and like Elvis would joke around and stuff. And
he's a prankster.
That's if I had to choose one, I would choose that. But I'd kind of like to see old, like seasoned, fat, drugged out Elvis, because then you get all of it. Like he's gonna sing the gospel, and he's gonna sing
with that fringy
and a cape.
Yeah, with the fringy suit, with the cape.
Yeah,
and doing the karate.
Yes,
I think I don't think that would suck.
No, it would be rad.
I think that. You
it
know
would
what?
Be
actually,
awesome.
If I could do the same thing, and I don't want to steal your thunder, here
you're
I
not.
Go. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I would go to the Sun Sessions, and
yeah,
have him
seriously
with,
like that's all right, Mama. When he's
yeah,
playing
with all that stuff and fucking around.
Yeah, he's like laying down his first track. I mean, what
when he's
the fuck?
A kid,
June would be hiding out in the echo chamber, just like.
And then he's a kid, and he's not that famous. Then I can totally hook up with him.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe I'd choose that.
Give him a squeezer.
Oh, I'd give him a lot.
Okay, what's your next one?
Marvin Gaye.
Ooh.
Before his dad shot him.
No, after. I'm just kidding.
That's what it would sound like right here.
Is that
that's
a
bad joke.
Open?
That's a bad joke. But yeah, Marvin Gaye is my second one for
Marvin
sure.
Marvin Gaye would be awesome.
Yeah.
Would it be like before he started getting naked on stage, or
I don't know. See,
when he
was
like
thinking,
completely,
it'd be cool to see him back in the old Motown days, like when he was singing with Tammy Terrell and Diana Ross, doing the whole like tour, like the Motown tour, when you could
right.
see like everyone on the Motown lineup. Little Stevie Wonder could be there. I mean,
see that
so,
that'd be.
But it would be good to see him later on when he got really like activistic and is that a word? Activistic? That sounds wrong. I don't think that's a word.
IKEA uses it.
Yeah, it's the lamp I bought. Yeah, as an activist.
Your batteries. Yeah, you had to reach.
But yeah, like when he was smoking weed and being, you know, right, recording well, his later stuff.
He was into the cocaines.
Yeah, he was into the cocaine. But yeah, I would pretty much take any Marvin that I could get.
That would be awesome to see him live too.
Oh, seriously.
See how charismatic.
I don't know if this is
how
true.
You get sneak backstage.
But I think
you
that
would be getting laid for after that show so bad. You'd be getting fucked by somebody.
Like a jackrabbit.
Oh God.
All that cocaine.
Well, back then,
I don't
was
know
good.
If this is true or not, but him and Tammy Terrell sang a song.
For the listeners, Tammy Terrell is.
She's a Motown artist.
Okay.
That she sang. It's not Ain't No Mountain High Enough because that's the one he sang with Diana Ross. Shit, I'll try to think of it. But I think that she actually died on stage. And I don't know, you can it could totally
ooh,
be
put
a
it in
rumor.
Show note.
But I think that she actually had like a brain aneurysm on stage while singing with Marvin Gaye and collapsed. She didn't actually die on stage, but she
collapsed
on stage. I don't know if that's true, but
I mean, what a way to go though as a performer. Like the guy from Morphine. He died the same way, didn't he have a heart attack?
On stage really?
Right on stage, right. Yeah.
How I mean, that crazy would, to be in the audience, like what the fuck? You don't even know what's going
think,
on.
Wouldn't you think it was fake and, oh, he is a kidder.
I would just think they're really fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, kidder. He's fucked up. I'd probably be pissed. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't get my money's worth. And then later you find out that the guy actually died.
And then you just buy like 50 t-shirts.
You go back in your time machine and buy a bunch of t-shirts from before he died again. This is one that we talked about last week, Queen.
Oh, yeah.
I think Queen would be amazing to go see.
See, Queen, I don't think you could hit it wrong either.
Right.
From the last to
seriously.
The... Seriously. I mean, from when they started, it would be cool to see them in a club. And
yeah,
then
like
at the last stadium
yeah.
jam, that would be that'd be sweet too.
When did Freddie Mercury die? Did we talk about this?
83?
Okay. But the Queen hadn't
no, maybe
toured 84. Or anything for quite some time.
I think they did like Live Aid, and that was I think that was the last time they played out loud. I think
so. We were all too young.
Oh, way
to
too
go
young.
See them, even you know if we could have at their last show. You know.
Well, I remember hearing their songs. I forgot what lyric. Anyway, one of the lyrics, and I remember thinking. Ooh, that's bad. That's
yeah. They're
dirty.
Naughty.
That's,
yeah,
ooh, boy. Ooh. I've told you the story about my dad and me coming up with me realizing that Freddie Mercury's gay as
uh-uh.
a child.
Uh-uh.
And I'm like, Dad, is Freddie Mercury gay? And my dad just looks at me and he goes, their band's called Queen.
Yeah.
And I was
seriously,
like, oh, okay.
It's I mean, I didn't George Michael. I didn't realize that guy was gay, and now it's like, or even Boy George. I was like, that guy's odd. I
that guy was gay, man. I knew Boy George was gay.
See, I totally didn't.
Shit was
I was
telegraphed
like,
to my like 8-year-old mind.
I did not know. I don't think I even understood what gay was.
I thought
for
that
a really
I thought
long
he was a
time.
Girl, and my sister made fun of me. His name's Boy George. I'm like, I thought he was being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was confused.
And then when I found out he was a boy, I'm like, oh, he's gay. And I didn't know what it meant. I just know that he is gay.
Yeah. It took me a really long time to understand what gay was.
All right. Let's do Movie Madness, and then we'll jump into Patrick's.
Ooh, yeah.
You're a very attractive man, Ken. You're smart. You've got wonderful bones, great eyes, and you dress really interestingly.
I love it.
I don't know what it is.
I don't think it's not American made. It's they made it overseas, right?
I think so.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All the anyway, monuments.
Anyway, well, monuments. It's in it's Greece then. what films
Egypt.
Have taken place in Egypt? Mannequin.
Yes.
Sliders. Oh, that's a television
that's
program.
A television show. Stand by me.
All right, Pat. What do you got?
I'm having a really hard time, so I'm gonna give you the first two, which I can't tell which one would be first or second. I would totally go back in anywhere between 76 and 80, and I would totally see ABBA.
Oh, yeah. Good pick.
You know what's fucked up?
Good
is I've been wondering what the fuck you're gonna pick.
That's great.
And it's so fucking blatantly obvious that you would have picked ABBA. I know you love ABBA.
That's awesome.
I kicked myself in my own ass for not realizing what you would have chosen.
I didn't think that. That's great.
Yeah, I would just love to see all four of them. I'd love to see them when they're kind of like around the visitors, so like 79 when they hated each other.
Yeah.
Because that would have been great to see them
so
on
they
stage.
They were just doing it for the cash.
They're just doing it, and they, you know, they would do that kind of, she's singing a song that he wrote about her, and she's singing it to him, even though he knows that she's talking about him and pissed off.
Yeah.
And as soon as that like last song is done, boom, they're off. The girls are in one limo, the guys are in the other limo.
I love it.
And they're just not talking to each other, and I just like follow them around.
That's a Fleetwood Mac syndrome. Machine.
Yeah, totally. But they're Swedish, so there's something weird.
No, it's actually, I think it's more, this sounds weird, but more copacetic if they're Swedish.
Do they own IKEA?
A little bit,
they made more money than
so
Saab
they got a block away and their limo's tire fell off.
Exceed their jargon.
their jargon Floygen.
Their jargon Ron.
By the way, last week I was a little tore up, and I was when I was editing the show, I noticed that I laughed at everything.
You were fucking cracking last week. It was funny. I like when you go off and you go and you can't even talk. Nope. It's the best.
I was
not when you laugh at my bad material like that. Makes me think that you're not listening to me.
No, okay.
It's all about me. I would actually go back in time and try to book this one gig. I would try to book. See, I just added another band to my list that I forgot.
No,
about.
Good. That's good. I have three more.
I would book this. I would go back with like my money. I'd weed out all the stuff so I'd get something in the 70s, and I would book ABBA, ELO, and the Carpenters all on one tour.
That's wonderful.
And I would make them have to play with each other at the end, like they'd have to do kind of like a whole huge melt,
like a little melt. Yeah.
But it would just
they'd
be
have to
craziness.
Do the B-side of Sgt. Pepper's.
There'd be the American, the English, and the Swedish chorus just fighting. In fact, they'd be on all three different stages.
No, they could do like a Civil War reenactment.
Exactly. With spaceships.
With monkeys.
Yes.
Like Dr. Zaius versus Pac-Man. I'm sorry.
Dr. Zaius.
I'm trying not
Pac-Man.
To be very obscure.
And the Carpenters represent
Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with Dig Dug.
Eating up the charts.
Or Hubert.
Hubert or
Hubert?
Hubert. Nice.
All right. What about yours? What do you got?
Wait, is that all you got?
I got one more, but I want to see if you say it. You might not say it.
So. All right. We got time. My first one.
Let's go back in time.
Is I would go back to the Onyx in the 40s and see Charlie Parker.
Ooh.
I'm trying to kill as many birds with this one stone
hit it,
as possible.
Hit it, man.
When he's playing with Charles Mingus and Coltrane and Miles Davis.
But this is when he's fucking whacked out.
Oh, he was always
he's
fucked.
He's stealing people's horns and he's doing all that shit. So he's just fucked.
Yeah, but how awesome would that be to be sitting there? But, you know, I would be fucking. That's my favorite. That's what I would actually love to go see more. Because I've heard it so many times on audio, just like hearing a CD of it or tapes or records and stuff. I just like to see him actually putting the air through the horn and seeing the other people in the band's reaction and how they play back and forth with each other.
Right.
And not to mention seeing a young Mingus. Ooh.
Yeah, you see all Mingus and Coltrane, you see them when they're young and they're like really hungry and they're fighting and
exactly.
All they're trying to do is trying to impress this guy.
They have all the fucking talent in the world and they're just like blowing the fucking shit out of it. Not to mention they play for like 3 hours and Duke Ellington and maybe, Ella Fitzgerald's in the fucking audience.
Louis Armstrong probably shows up and watches
him. He doesn't go up to New York.
He doesn't?
I don't know. Probably
well, when
not.
He's in town,
he's a star.
Yeah, he's the big guy.
I want to see him dirty.
But he would come and just sit like in the audience and watch him. Be like these.
Well,
are the
I'm
young
sure
kids.
He did, but
yeah, that's a good one.
That's
a good use of your time machine, there, Doctor.
My second one would be, I would love to go back and see David Bowie.
That's I was gonna pick that
Ooh,
too, but I didn't.
Spiders from Mars.
Yeah, Ooh. Totally.
And not, I want to be backstage. I want to watch it from the side stage. I want to be there.
I think in all of these, we all either have to have really, really kick-ass seats or be backstage.
No, we can
be
invisible.
You know, yeah, or we could be anywhere we want. Yeah. We could be on stage standing right next to Bowie.
Yeah.
While he plays.
I've come back and I'm promoting the show so I can go anywhere I want and be seen so I can.
There you go.
That's right, and that's where we hook up.
Yeah, that's where we
end. Okay, well then I'm going to go back in time as Priscilla Presley.
We have 2010 money, so we're rolling.
We're so rolling.
Rolling.
Totally.
Rolling.
And my third one, I would love to go see the Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunder and the Heartbreakers. Just to go see that time of when that first punk rock shit was.
Yeah.
I don't think it was dying at that time, but it was just to go see Johnny Thunder's like kill it. But for some fucking reason, I want to see him being like the junkie. Like all fucking horribly white and almost dead. I don't know. That sounds horrible, but he's still killing it.
Right. Well, and that's the shit that like makes the news and makes them notorious, is being fucked up and still rocking it out or whatever.
Well, I've just always read or always heard stuff about him being fucked up on the stuff, just like Charlie Parker being high on dope and killing it.
Yeah.
And I would love to go see what Johnny Thunders like was like live, just to feel like what the crowd was like,
right.
And watch it happen, either unfold. Like I was gonna say Jimi Hendrix, but
that was one of mine.
Everybody wants to go back and see Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's why I didn't say it, because I figured maybe one of you guys would, and it's kind of an obvious.
Yeah, I think it's an obvious one.
Yeah, we're gonna go see the Beatles at Candlestick Park.
Exactly.
We're gonna go see the Rolling Stones. I have one more because I kind of threw ELO in there, but I can kind of do that. But I would go see fucking Van Halen in 1982.
That's a great one. I'm surprised that June didn't say that.
That
I
is actually
sure that you.
That's
would
what
say
I
that.
Thought you were going
to
say.
That's what I was going to say, but
did I just
do?
Well,
the two I thought
of
shit
one?
Like that too, but it's like they're not dead, so we did see Van Halen.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like. Not we didn't see them in their heyday, obviously,
right.
And we were in row R.
I'd see them in
Rose Garden.
We were in row negative R.
We were.
I'd see them.
We
in
had
like
our backs on the fucking back of the stadium.
Oh, we did. It was row R.
Well, it was convenient because my girlfriend was barfing at the time, so we could just plop her on.
Everyone
the
in front of us sat there like they were at a fucking church gathering,
and they got mad at us
wasted.
For fucking going.
So I was glad
shit.
We were in row R because there was nobody behind us, so we could stand up and yell and rock out how we wanted to. But we were drunk.
Yeah, I think I had like two or three beers.
I think I had two at the Rose Garden. Thankfully, I mean they're like fucking $8 a piece.
Yeah, well, I think two.
But,
that was two or three times whatever because we were at the Purtis Row and then we walked over.
Yeah,
but. See, the thing is I think Van Halen would be something I would have chose when I was younger, but right now I'm in this huge Johnny Thunders phase. Again, part two, whatever, fuck off, whatever. Not you, me. It just, I just love that
sure
shit. I'm just
June
so
was
into
gonna
it.
Say Van Halen.
I thought
see,
so, too.
Well, see, I wanted to throw a curveball.
I Ooh. Thought too that you might say
strike three.
And,
I'm like, hey, you guys, look over
you
here.
You might say old AC/DC.
I was gonna go. See, I could. This is. You know what? We got to take a break. But I would have chose, of course, Bon Scott.
Yeah.
Fucking the diamond.
Yeah.
But that's. We
did get to see the diamond, even though he had short hair and he's like 50.
He's still killed.
Still
it.
The diamond. He still rode a giant. Phallic fucking giant microphone around. That
did.
Was pretty cool.
I want to see him before they had to ever play Jump. Like Jump wasn't written. Because I just don't. I don't think
Jump was never not written.
In 82, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, because it came out in 84.
I think Mozart was fucking around with Jump. And it just kind of spills throughout.
Tchaikovsky was
it,
already.
It spills throughout.
Jump was running
all
around.
The, all
I
the greats.
See him after Fair Warning, I want. But I'd like to get him on the dive. I'd like to get him on the Diver Down.
Diver
thing,
Down.
Because he start doing all like the his guitar solo would have been like cathedrals and all that shit. So it would just been that delay, like
right. Trying to sound like a keyboard.
Yeah, and he did it, man. And oh god, I would just love to see him. I would have been sucking his cock.
My very last one
to fight me for
that
it.
I added at the very last minute.
You suck one of them. I'll suck the other cock.
He has two cocks.
That's why he's Eddie Van Halen.
Seven.
One for two for each, and then one for peeing. doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
It totally made sense to me. E A G G B E. And then one to piss with. I don't know.
Good point.
You right. need a spare. The one I added at the very last minute was fucking Michael Jackson, because I'll never be able to see him, obviously, now. And but I would like to see him, like, in his heyday,
please,
when he was still
please
black.
Please, please, please. And what album? What album?
Oh, fucking Off the Wall.
Yes.
Off the Wall. I mean, I would love. Oh,
yes.
I would have loved
yes
to have seen
oh
him
yes
sing.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Billie Jean?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see be able to see him sing Billie Jean and stuff off of Thriller. But Off the Wall is the best.
Okay. You're listening to the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to take a quick break real quick. If you're interested in emailing us, you can go to our website. There's a little spot on the side that says, email us. And you click that, and that'll give you a direct passage into our Gmail account. Or you can spell out hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com and email us that way. You can call us on our hotline, which is 503-928-7751. Or you can go to iTunes.
Yep.
You could go to
Podcast Alley.
You could go to
Zune.
All that stuff and find us there. And be sweet. And if you like it, tell a friend. We're going to be right back. Until then, enjoy this little piece. Which I haven't usually get everything ready, but right now with this shit
yeah
fucking ColecoVision bullshit, I haven't got anything ready. So I have no idea what we're going to do. Why don't we instead leave it with a Movie Madness quote?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes,
did we do
they
that one?
Do,
yes.
Otto. They just don't understand it.
I like that one, though. I like it.
He's going to kill her. Fuck off, or I'll kill you. Limey fruit.
How do you like the table, dear?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, now you know what I've been doing all day. And Harry, leave those meatballs alone.
Yeah, noisy lid.
The salad dressing's James' recipe, but the fruit mold's mine, Harry. Stay away from the shrimp.
How'd you hear that?
I do want the table to look just right for the party, and you know they'll be here soon. Harry!
Hmm?
Pour me a Miller High Life, too, dear, hmm?
Would you believe it? I was just going to do that.
Enjoy life with the bright, clear taste in beer.
Miller High Life on your table means you know quality and good living. Wherever you go, Miller High Life is known as the very finest, and it is.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Lovely tables.
Especially this end.
They're here.
Be right back.
Sparkling.
Flavorful. Distinctive.
We are returning from fake break. That was nice. That was nice.
Warm and cozy.
With all that nice cold Olympia beer.
Miller High Life.
Harry's right going to get those meatballs. You know he is.
It's like me at IKEA, man. I tell you.
I was going to buy June some meatballs. He was just like, no, we got to get out of here now.
I kept talking
I
to BT
the
about
meatballs
them. They're good meatballs.
It's the cinnamon shit that gets the cinnamon.
You can buy
shit
them frozen, like at the checkout stand.
Fuck frozen.
Put them in a crock pot.
What time are they?
Crock
pot. What time? Where all three of us are going over there.
Put it in a crock pot.
Put them in a crock pot. Seriously, whenever we have potlucks at my work, the Waddlers bring in meatballs.
I love that. I forgot about the Waddlers.
Well, that was Patrick was talking about what kind of girl that he would like to date, and one of them
you're
was
like Waddler.
No penguins.
No
Waddlers.
No Waddlers.
No Waddlers.
No upper lip hair.
No upper
chin
lift hair. No Waddlers.
No Waddlers.
All right, so let's jump into a Movie Madness real quick before we do the douchebag.
All right. I apologize. I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
You know this, Jenny?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Dune?
Yeah, it's Dune.
Okay.
Hit the nail on the head.
Ooh, ooh. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
That was a burpee. So anyway, this is the second half of the show where we are going to do our douchebag of the week.
Round two.
Lately, we've been doing the douchebag of the week and having listeners vote in and like tell us what is the actual douchebag of the week.
Yeah.
Because we can't fucking choose.
No, we're indecisive people, and the people have spoken.
And so why don't we let's start with what the voters said.
Let's reveal from last week.
Okay, last week the choices were the guy that was puking on the cop.
On the Phillies fans.
The guy that had the python.
Oh, he slapped the face.
Slapped the guy with the python. The other one was the cat pee palace is what I wrote it as.
Yeah, they thought it was a meth lab, but it was really just cat piss.
Right, and then the Swiss internet porn guy that was running all the,
running the trains
in Switzerland. And then the evil clown, which was...
And there's a picture of the evil clown posted on the website, yep, if anybody wants to go look at him.
Which is scary.
Dominic DeVille.
Dominic DeVille.
And then there was the guy who wanted to get his kids taken through services.
From the state.
State services.
Yeah.
So the end was 11% of the voters chose the puker. The 22% of all the votes went to the internet porn guy.
Wow,
that couldn't get the chains through because he was always looking at the fucking internet porn.
Thanks, Casey Jones.
And the winner of last week was the guy who hated his kids. Go
figure.
Good
choice.
Dear Hideous Creature Show, I do this sort of thing with two other people every week, and I really hate it. How would you suggest I get out from doing that? Now, I know what you're saying. You're probably being a dick, but have you ever had a guy who does a podcast who's really cool, but he hangs out with two other douchebags? Like, can anyone tell me how I can get out of
doing
this
podcast? Oh, my God,
Jenny,
we're going to end up in child services.
They're going to take us.
I was thinking one day of just calling up and be like showing up at the show really drunk, just like, fuck you, I hate this on the air, just like that.
That was my favorite part. Like, have you ever met a cool guy who had lousy kids?
No,
I haven't.
They're like the kids on The Soprano. They're that bad.
That's right. He referenced them.
He did reference
them. Can't wait for season 7.
Buscemi's kids. Is it Buscemi or Buscemi?
I think it's Buscemi.
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 I think it's Buscemi. I don't know.
One more movie madness, and then we'll jump in. Jenny, do you want to start this week?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a smokescreen.
What?
Double bluff. You obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27 technique.
Work, lady.
Red XK.
It's one of my favorite parts of the movie, too.
I don't know what it is, so.
Do you want to hear it again?
No. I got it.
Don't worry about it.
No.
It's a smokescreen.
I'll do it again.
Double bluff?
Double bluff.
Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27 technique.
Okay, so douchebag of the week.
Yeah.
Rip it up.
Dun, dun, with douchebags.
All right, the first one I've got is woman jailed over cheeseball murder.
Ooh, do
An
tell.
Australian woman who ran down and killed a man who threw cheese-flavored snacks at her car was jailed Thursday for 25 years. Sydney woman Sarah Mae Ward.
Wait, the guy that was throwing the snacks?
No, the woman.
Okay.
Sydney woman Sarah Mae Ward intended to injure Eli Westlake for throwing the snacks at her vehicle. Oh. Judge Roderick Howie told the New South Wales Supreme Court, describing the 21-year-old's murder as a senseless act of anger. She clearly wanted to teach the young man a lesson.
By breaking his legs.
This is what Judge Howie was saying as he sentenced her. The jury was told Ward, 39, had drunk two bottles of wine, used cannabis, methamphetamine, and antidepressants before getting into her car.
Okay, so what's the problem? What's the problem here?
Bet she's a looker, man.
I bet she
so,
is.
So,
she decided impulsively to use the vehicle.
Impulsively?
Yeah.
Do you think that anything under that influence, it's not in. She's like,
it's well thought out.
She's got a trunk full of Twix.
She's like, maybe I should think about this.
Option A.
I was thinking about not
Option
buying.
Option A, go home and eat some cereal. Option B, kill this guy with my car. Option C, take a bubble bath.
Option D is writing a poem.
Option D, all of the above.
let's weigh the pros and cons here.
I was thinking about reading a book. No.
Two roads diverged in the woods.
She decided impulsively to use the vehicle as a weapon after Westlake threw the snacks at her car as a joke while walking home with his brother and a group of friends. I'm assuming it was like cheese nips or goldfish crackers or something. It doesn't specify what actual cracker.
It's Australia, no. So they have some cheese ball snack. They're probably called, you know.
They're probably called cheese balls.
Throw-a-mites or something like that.
They're probably called throw at my cars. They're really good and delicious.
Well, I don't think of any snack cracker that would damage your car.
Oh, it'll dent it.
Trisky.
You know
like
what it
hail.
Did? Is it damaged? It damaged.
That cheese dust will get in your engine,
and it stripped the paint right off.
Yeah.
It damaged her. It damaged her soul. I can't get that cheese crust on my soul.
The judge said while there was more involved and less. The judge said while there was more involved than Westlake's brother and friends claimed, an incense ward had driven directly at Westlake after a brief physical altercation with the group, running over him and killing him. Ward told the court she had been scared of the group and hit the car's accelerator by mistake while trying to get away.
So were they like... Were there a group of hooligans that had
they're
fucked
like,
with her
cheese
before?
Balls, cheese balls, and they're
do
like
it.
Shaking her car.
Do it, Doug.
They threatened her with like baked goods first.
There was
I
a
just
rugby
imagine
game.
That they have like handfuls of cheese nips, and she's like
a little square. Like,
yeah,
those are basically ninja
they have,
stars.
They have jagged edges. You're right. They are like ninja stars. So. The douchebag here, I would say, obviously, is the woman who killed the guy and not the clan of cheese snack wielding hooligans.
The assaulter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like that it kind of came to a it came
well,
to an end.
Well, she's on meth too. Like she would think That's that right. the tree is throwing cheese nips at her. Like she,
it's so true.
She's like, what? I mean, they could have been like, hey, lady, you look like you need to eat a snack before you drive. And she's like, and just kills the kid.
I haven't got Cruel on my Netflix. These fucking kids are fucking it all up.
So there's that one.
Okay.
Cheese ball murder.
Okay, I got to write these down.
Cheese ball fucking murder.
Okay. Patrick?
Okay. On the news wire in Salt Lake City, a Utah woman has been sentenced to 30 days at home with an ankle monitor for blindfolding her husband and promising him a surprise before hitting him in the head with a hammer 3 years ago.
Okay, so this is...
that's a mouthful.
In a great way, like us getting this, we get a closure on it.
Yeah.
So...
Surprise!
I'm sorry.
Hold on, honey. Here, put this on. Ooh, kinky, he's thinking.
He probably was. He probably thought he was going to get a hand jig.
No,
I'm seeing the Wonder Woman suit.
No, I bet she's like, okay, so.
Yeah, she's finally going to put on the Princess Leia suit. And then she just hits
No,
him.
She's probably, oh my God, she's going to actually touch it for like the second time. That's what it is. And dude is so just wanting to get touched.
Well, at least she didn't hit him in the ding dong with a hammer.
So she hit him in the head with a hammer.
It.
That, prosecutors have agreed to reduce the conviction to a third-degree felony after she completes probation. They also agreed to let her seek expungement of the crime after 7 years.
Okay, expungement means that they are going to alleviate
Wipe
all
it.
The charges.
Right.
Yeah.
So he has to have a hand in this.
Well,
yeah, I wonder if he, like, did he wait this long to report it, or he's just finally
No, what happened is that this happened a long time. The act actually happened. She gave him like a false sense of getting some action, put a blindfold on his face, sat him in a chair,
and said he was
and
gonna get a
beat
surprise.
Him with a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
So after all these years, prosecution, all the bureaucracy has cascaded down, and now we finally get the results of what's happening.
Rick's husband suffered minor. Her name is Amy Teresa Ricks. Her husband suffered minor injuries in the May 2007 attack. At the time of her plea, Ricks's defense attorney said the two were still married but were separated. You think?
So I don't know anything that happens with a hammer that's minor. Seriously.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That's pretty. Even if
that's pretty shitty. Like you think you would trust your wife?
look,
to
an
be able
eagle.
To be blindfolded.
He's like, what? Dude, she right just, in the nose.
That would have totally worked for you. Hey, look, is that an eagle? What? A plane
what?
Landing?
Sledgehammer to the back.
No, yeah, I'm actually, it's not about me.
Isn't
June
it?
Loves things with wings.
I love things that fly. Flying is a great thing. Anything left on that, Patrick?
Huh?
No, that's it.
Okay.
So write that down. Hammer wife.
Hammer wife.
Hammer wife.
Well, okay, one sec.
MC Hammer wife.
Boom, 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 boom.
Can't hit this.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Get blindfold.
The ones that I have are
a secret.
Are all audio. So it's not me reading them. It's news excerpts that I'm gonna put up here. So the first one, and for me, I think this is the most fucked up thing that I've heard in a long time.
I'm excited.
So again,
Patrick
thank you
and
guys.
I have not heard these, so this is wonderful.
Thank you guys for like putting up with any audio bullshit that's going on because we're using again the ColecoVision computer.
It's funny to watch Doom program this shit too.
Oh my god, it frustrates me so bad. I've been editing the show for 39 episodes. The last one last one I did, I got a good computer and did it. The one that I'm gonna buy. But I sold my last computer. Anyway, so here we go.
When two teenagers confessed to CBS 12 News, they stole a nine-year-old girl's Girl Scout cookie money near Lake Worth. Their matter-of-fact attitude stunned many of our viewers. And it made a lot of people wonder, why aren't those girls behind bars? Some answers and some more of that jaw-dropping interview now from CBS 12's Suzanne Boyes. Suzanne?
Well, Liz, if you were shocked by our story last night, wait until you hear more of what these girls had to say to our cameras. And we tried to answer the question about why they're still free.
We needed some money. We saw a girl selling Girl Scout cookies. We saw an envelope with money in it, and I grabbed it, and she drove away.
We aren't showing their faces, but these two teens had...
Okay, so does everybody follow what's happening?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So go on.
Okay, can you tell, like, from how old the girls are? They, like, high school
age? No,
these
bitches
they sound like
are, like, 13, 14 years old.
They need money for condoms and
no, it goes
Salems.
It goes into that.
Okay.
Here we go.
No problem bragging about their crime to our cameras.
Money's money. I mean, I feel bad it was a 9-year-old girl,
but
there was $150 in that envelope and I wanted that money. And
yes.
Keep going, man. Let's roll.
Yeah,
this
keep
baby
going.
On.
It was mine.
But after admitting to stealing Gracie Smith's cookie money in front of West Tecalexa Winn-Dixie, the two
too.
Park Vista students are flaunting their freedom.
Planning on buying like a necklace and all this stuff and a new phone, but now I guess not.
Now the only thing these teens are buying is time. The crime is a misdemeanor, petty theft, and a deputy did not witness it. So authorities have to wait for the state attorney to file charges.
Why did you do it? I mean, who doesn't like money? I know it's...
Okay.
What?
Am I right? I told you guys. Okay, I told you when we were up, we were on the porch. I told them that I found. I think the
I don't know what the fuck is gonna top
the
this.
Biggest douchebag.
Who? I mean, who doesn't like money? I was gonna buy a sweet necklace.
The thing
I
is,
get a phone, but I guess I can't.
Download some new fucking Jay-Z song from my iPods, but well, I guess I can't do that now.
Not only, I mean, these are like they're pretty girls. They're skinny, pretty girls that stole money from Girl Scouts.
From Gracie.
Fat, zitty Gracie. Face school girl.
She's nine. She doesn't have girl. She doesn't have Girl Scouts. She doesn't have zits.
She doesn't have
she's eating
zits.
Those. Oh, the Samoas, boy.
She's
I tell
probably
you.
A little chubby little Gracie.
She's probably just like a sausage in her little fucking brownie uniform.
Crime, but it was an easy crime.
It looks like they already have a confession
she's
on tape,
laughing.
But Gracie should not expect an apology.
I'm actually pissed because I should have kept that money if they charged me with all the charges I just got.
Do you have any remorse about stealing from a 9-year-old girl?
Right now, no, because I'm kind of...
Yeah, because you're a cunt.
And they're probably stoked. Like, our society is so, like, obsessed with fame. Like, her 15 minutes is being on the fucking nightly news being a total fucking bitch.
She's trying to work her way up
and
to
she's
Rock
like,
of
whatever,
Love spaceship.
Like, Trent's going to see me on the news tonight looking totally awesome, and he's going to totally make out with me later.
Trent's not going to see it. He's too busy on the Xbox.
He's too busy on the red space.
Red tube.
Damn it. I try to be all cool, and then I can't even do it.
Pissed because I have charges, and we need to give the money back anyway, so now I'm pretty pissed. Like, I don't feel sadness for that little girl. I mean, she's getting a lot of money right now from people who feel bad for her, so whatever.
I hope... Obviously, she has shitty parents, okay? You wouldn't get to this point in your life stealing from a fucking little tiny Gracie.
This is when you're allowed to hate your children.
Somebody needs to beat that bitch.
Someone needs to slap a few fucking times and call up the cops and say, listen, if my child calls and says they're being abused, this is who she is, and this is why I'm doing it. And the cops would be like, yeah, we're going to block that call. And you just slap the shit out of her.
You know, now she's at least on the news. Somebody is going to fucking check that little bitch.
Well, I think
somebody is going to beat her ass and rob her.
Well, I think what's great is that she actually came on the news and did that
shit. To defend her robbery?
I'm kind of pissed off about
it. Well, I'm kind of pissed because it would have got some super sweet stuff.
I think the best thing about this is how delusional she is. What's her reality like? What happens when she wakes up in the morning?
I want to know what her parents
is it
are
like. Is there like birds singing every day?
Like
it's
really,
all me?
I imagine they're either like the really rich parents who are like out golfing and like fucking around on each other constantly to have too much time to pay attention to her, or they're really fucked up and she has like a really, really fucked up childhood.
Or maybe the scarier part, maybe she's just fucking normal. And this is what kids are like.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe this is the new
All knew like the bitchy kid. I mean, we all grew up with kids that were bitchy and mean just for the sake of being mean. But now that we're all adults, it's like there's got to be something behind her being
well,
mean.
It's just, it's those fucking kids nowadays. They don't fucking know. They have no understanding of repercussions.
I don't think that has to do with kids. I think that has to do with people in general.
Okay.
I mean, all the time we do this, people that fucking call 911 because their burgers aren't done, they're fucking 35-year-old mothers. They have kids themselves, and they're acting like douchebags. It's not kids, it's people. People fucking suck. And let me tell you another thing, too. No, like, yeah, but someone needs to slap the shit out of fucking Tiffany and Amber or whatever the fuck
they are. Totally Tiffany and Amber.
Okay, so Tiffany and Amber... Douchebags. Jenny, what do you got?
Okay. Prom goers watch Repo Man drive away in their limo.
Aww.
This is Jenks, Oklahoma. High school students attending a prom in Oklahoma say they watched as a Repo Man drove away in a limousine they had rented. At least one initially thought it was being stolen. Landon
like
Wyland.
As a prank or something?
I don't know. Maybe they thought somebody was a carjacking or something. Landon Wyland said he and his friends had rented the car from Galaxy Limos for Friday's prom in Jenks, a suburb of Tulsa. Wilson said they had gotten out of the car when it was driven away. While their driver was standing next to them, his reaction, our limo's getting carjacked. Okay, that explains it. So the driver didn't even know.
So the driver's left behind too?
Yeah.
Hanging out with the teenagers.
But hey, you got to buy his beer now, asshole.
Yeah, he's like, so who's going to be my date? What's the theme? Can I go to the prom?
Chapman Under the Sea?
You girls like squeezers?
You girls like weed?
who likes to smoke some herb?
I mean, I don't have any, but do you?
So, yeah, you guys all right?
You guys like the Beach Boys?
I also own a kayak tour.
Galaxy Limo owner Jim Nicolotti said there was a miscommunication between his lender and the repossession company. He said he and his bank had worked out their issues, but the bank did not tell the repo money to cancel the job. Not likely story, Nicolotti. Nicolotti plans to offer a partial refund free future rental to the customers. They don't have another prom.
Well, you know what? It's next prom. How about that? So, next? How about prom two?
Yeah.
That's the deal. Because
they're all going to flunk. Is this where they have to repeat senior year.
You know
it's
what?
So traumatizing, like when your roommate jumps out and commits suicide in college, you get like passing grades.
You get free college.
So, get free college. So, our prom was, our car was, our limo was hijacked, so we should get a new
so
prom.
So, this put the funniest like picture in my head, especially with the driver standing there too, of them all wearing their like bright fuchsia dresses with their hair all teased up and their arm corsages.
Corsages, that's what I think. Yeah. And like, and
they're
and
all just standing
there,
and they're like 20 miles from the high school where the dance is at. And they're just like, what?
In 9 months, this case is going to be on the people's court.
And forever, they're going to hate.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. This is the case of the repo limo.
He's accused of driving on
forever. They're scarred from going to
good one,
TGIF.
Patrick.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Okay, we got one more left in our little vault, and this is another audio one. And this one is going to be kind of hard because it's we have to choose who the douchebag is.
Okay. Ooh, I like these.
I like those.
I like these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
We now have a new fucking calling.
Yeah, it's called No Girlfriend.
Jenny has a lover. They just moved in.
Patrick and Susan are in love. Their love has produced 4 children. Their love is also illegal in Germany because Patrick and Susan are brother and sister.
Oh, God.
People harass us all the time, call us the incest couple. They have no idea who we really are or how it all happened, Patrick says. I love you, the writing on this pillow says, and that love...
It's this fucking shitty-ass pillow on their shitty-ass couch behind him in German. It's like...
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich.
That's actually eat my dick.
No, liebe is love.
Oh, that means I love
my dick.
Love
my dick?
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't speak German.
Has
no,
resulted
I'm making
in
this
big
up.
Legal problems. Patrick spent more than 2 years in jail for sleeping with his sister.
Oh.
Okay,
so this is like
we gotta go a little fast on this one because of time. But he's sleeping with his sister,
and he went to jail for it.
They have 4 kids. Are their kids?
Hold on.
Touched.
Okay.
Here we go.
To try to prevent a return to jail, Patrick and Susan are currently embroiled in a court struggle that has captivated Germany. The couple is trying to get their relationship legalized. This is the German criminal law code. Now, paragraph 173 of this code forbids siblings from having sexual intercourse punishable by up to 2 years in prison. But lawyers for the couple say that the law in this code is discriminatory and therefore...
Discriminatory? Okay, wait,
are they a special type of brother and sister that are not that are above the law?
Well, I mean, I could see being in a relationship with somebody that was adopted. You know, for instance, you're in a small community and your dad married some woman and
my adopted brother Marcus.
Your adopted brother Marcus is the same age as you and you guys kind of hit it off.
Like a tenant.
Like, we're not blood related.
Right.
It's still considered
I would like to think
illegal.
It as a
star-crossed lovers.
A biological.
Today, Junior.
Biological.
Unconstitutional. Many other European countries long ago lifted bans on incestuous sex.
Whoops.
And Dr. Endrik Wilhelm wants to take Patrick and Susan's case to Germany's highest court.
Incest is not socially harmful, and only socially harmful behavior may be punished. And no government is allowed to punish behavior that is not harmful to society.
Okay.
But experts like Jürgen Kunz...
I guess... In that sense, they're not killing anybody.
Hold on.
Okay.
It gets better.
Okay.
I mean, elaborate, if you will.
Right. I mean, I understand that guy's point. It's not harmful to society as far as them fucking each other in their homes and having a bunch of special children or whatever.
That's the thing. It's like,
but
what the fuck does an 18-year-old want to do? He wants to leave the nest and go out and find fuck.
Right.
Well, Gustav didn't have to. He could just stay home
and
fuck his sister.
He could just stay in the nest. He could just roll right over and into another corner of the nest.
Biological.
A professor for human genetics say children from incestuous relationships are often born with disabilities.
That's true.
Wait! Is that
that what? True?
That's not true.
Is that? No.
Of course it's true.
No.
Yes, it is definitely
no,
true.
No, Rome never.
All the kids that I had with my brother have disabilities.
Yeah, but they're good.
Yeah, but
kids.
I don't have disabilities.
And my parents,
only
50%
of children are healthy, 20% have brain damage, and the rest are born with massive physical disabilities, and many die, he says.
Stop looking at
the
my gimp arm.
The first two of Patrick and Susan's children were
okay, hold on. That's what I want to hear.
Okay. You want,
I want to know if okay. What's up with their kids.
Legal documents say, though it is not known whether these disabilities are related to incest.
Wait, maybe.
What? What? Maybe they're related to eating red M&Ms.
You ever heard of math?
They're born out of incest. They do have disabilities.
Okay, wait, Jenny.
I wonder if there's a connection.
A lot of head scratching.
They did eat a lot of lead paint when they were babies.
Like that lead paint.
Maybe that's what
they're four children away from them. The first child just kind of happened. Then they took the second one away from us, so we wanted to have another one because we already lost
so much. To replace the one that we lost.
It was getting too
Patrick and Susan didn't know of each other's existence until they were teens. Patrick was raised by foster parents. Later, he found his real mother and his sister. After their mother died, the two continued to live together and ended up falling in love.
So what are you doing later? Eh. I know.
Okay, so check this out. They didn't even know each other until they were already, like, horny.
Well, till the hormones.
If they would have known each other all throughout their lives, then they probably wouldn't have developed those feelings.
It's a cauldron of fucking
this family,
emotional
he's
stew.
In foster care. Like, some shit happened.
Yeah, he is not right in the brain.
She isn't either,
and
man.
Then he met her. She's already hot. Hello.
She's German.
Hello.
She's not that.
But if they would have grown up together,
they
probably wouldn't have hooked up, right? Because...
No, they would have hooked up anyway. Yeah, I tell you, you know what, Jenny? Love is a one-way ticket. It's literal. It's you only have one love through life, from what I've experienced.
Right, mate for life, just like crows.
Yep.
Want is to live like a normal family. We really love each other a lot, and we never want to be without each other again. We're already living like a small, happy family, Patrick says. Either way, the couple says they hope German society...
And they're fucking retarded teepee? What the fuck are they
what?
Thinking?
They live in a teepee?
No.
Oh.
Us and our children and all 60 of their fingers and toes are fine. We're a family. We're a nuclear family. Leave us alone.
We live in a teepee.
One day accept that their love is just as real and just as good as any other.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I was thinking of an analogy as far as... Okay, what I was thinking is like there's an analogy that like there's a love song for everybody.
Okay, what's theirs?
No, it's just...
June has yet to write
it. No, it's like 99% of them are shit. They all suck.
All the love songs?
Yeah, but everybody falls for it.
Yep. They think like a police, the what Every Breath You Take is romantic when it's a song about stalking. People are also stupid.
But you don't listen to that with the same kind of longing for your fucking sister. All right, maybe I'm wrong. Actually, you know what?
No, I think you're right.
You need a sister.
I'm wrong.
Is that
we need to build up.
I have a sister.
Build a robotic sister.
Fuck it. You guys.
My buddy. You need kid sister. Kid sister and me.
Like to climb a tree.
Every time I get a boner, she comes around.
She comes with me, kid sister.
I don't know. This is barking up.
Is that story done?
Yes.
Can I say who I think the douchebag is?
Okay. Yeah, let's conclude it.
All right. I think the douchebag is the German government from keeping these lovers apart.
For keeping the lovers apart.
Haven't they read Romeo and Juliet? I'm sure that shit's been
translated. Hello, star-crossed.
Does that really translate?
Yeah.
Into German?
Of course it does.
Evidently it does.
Romeo, Duschbrocken, das Staffro Romeo.
Das Lovenstein Studio. All right, Jenny. So let's go through real quick. We got
make sure you write them down.
We got the cheese baller.
Yeah, cheese ball murder.
I'm cheesing my balls
we
off.
We got the whacking wife, the hammer wife.
Hammer wife.
We got the Girl Scout thieves.
Ugh.
And we've got the porno limo. And then we have the incest.
Oh, my God.
Jenny, you go first.
Total Girl Scout whores. That's my vote.
I second that emotion.
Those bitches deserve horrible things in their lives.
They need to be beaten the shit out of and then have all, you're right, have all their shit stolen.
Yeah.
And then have the guy on the news go, well, you know
whatever.
What? I just wanted to beat the shit out of someone and steal some shit.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I know that they're probably going to get a lot of money now because people feel bad for them, so whatever.
Bitches. June, how about you, sweet pea?
I have
seriously,
to go with
that
those
one,
trifecta.
They're horrible,
it was
horrible.
So skewed over anybody. Even the lady that killed a guy for throwing cheese nips, I still hate those Girl Scout bitches more.
Oh, Gracie, you're in our prayers.
I
just can't,
Gracie.
I can't believe that they're just so disillusional.
Don't pick on a 9-year-old
and
Girl Scout.
I am disillusional, too.
I know a 9-year-old Girl Scout that I love. I helped her sell Girl Scout cookies this year. And if anybody fucks with her, I will.
Oh, thank her, by the way.
I will kill them with my car.
I got my new cell phone with that money.
I'm just kidding.
Kill them with my car as
we
throw
cheese ball
at them.
So anyway.
That is awful. Don't mess with a kid.
You can go to the Hideous Creature Show website and vote on this. We have the cheese baller. We have the.
We had it all, baby cakes.
We got the Girl Scout. We got the porno.
The prom.
The
repo.
I can't.
The porno
read
limo.
Anything that I write after this shit. I tried to be so fast and like it turns out like chicken
repo
scratch.
Limo.
Cheese balls.
And incest special family.
So you can go to our website and it's going to be on the front page of that and you can vote for it. And next week we will divulge the winners.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Yeah,
you can also give us a call at 503-928-7751. That's 503-928-7751. First 10 callers get coffee mugs that are yet to exist. You can download our shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune, and go to the website that June was just magnanimously talking about. That is at thehideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com.
How do you spell hideous?
H-I-D-E-O-U-S.
Hide.
Yes.
Hide
O-U-S.
Us.
Oh, hide us.
I wish it was hide us.
Hide
O-Us. Hide O-Us.
It's hide O-Us.
Hide O-Us.
Hide O-Us. So check that out and do that and vote for all your fucking people. And
also, if you can go into iTunes and give us a rating and give us a review, that's going to pop us a little bit more up on where we are basically, on the bottom of the list of Portland podcasting. But we are for sure that we can prevail and go up top, perhaps.
I think a vegan cooking show is beating us.
Actually,
I would listen to a vegan cooking show for us.
I think that's also done with two people who have lisps.
when you said
like
that, you had this blank look.
First you take cauliflower, and then you do nothing to it, and then you just eat it.
You have to vegan. Sit with the cauliflower.
Give us some feedback at the website, too. You can give us some feedback. Let us know what you like, what you dislike, what your hobbies are.
There's tons of stuff. You can email us on the website. Over on the right-hand side of the website, you can scroll down and find email us. It's labeled like that.
We have some interactive games. Get lost in IKEA with Jenny, June, and Pat.
We have a dig dug.
Yeah, we totally have a dig dug. And there's also all of the videos. I don't know if you want to post that video of the Girl Scout Marauders on there.
Yeah,
but
we can.
We have some good videos on there of... lots of shit that we've talked about, the crazy girl at the dentist, some music videos that we've seen. You can go check those out.
The best
those
videos
are
of
best
ever.
Best videos of ever. Actually, don't put those girls. I don't want those Girl Scouts anywhere near.
No, I don't want them.
Right.
I don't want them anywhere near
fuck
us.
Those bitches.
If anybody
TNA
wants to
can
find them,
themselves.
They could find them. They could find them. I don't want them anywhere near our things. Our website's happy.
It's a good time. So let's close out Movie Madness and then we'll call it a day.
Oh, yeah, I need to know what this movie
also,
is.
Also, if there's a bunch of fucking audio shit, we're using an older computer, so thanks for putting up with any slowness
Raiders
that
of the
could
Lost
be
Ark.
Happening. So here we go. Here's another Movie Madness.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole.
How very interesting. You're a true Bulgarian, aren't you?
You're the Bulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize!
What, me to you?
He needs
to. That was a great one.
All right, one more.
Swear jar. I have no idea what this is.
Oh, you English are so superior.
She seems like we're beating up on the English today.
Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old U.S. of A, to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest fucking province in the Russian Empire. That's what.
Is that Kevin Klein?
Yes, it is Kevin Klein.
Jenny?
I know what it is. So do you want do you want a hint?
The Vulge. Just go ahead. I'm a Dave.
Fish Called Wanda.
Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, fucking A.
And I would, any of those other clips, if I would have heard them first, it was Jamie Lee Curtis saying Otto. That's what gave it away to me.
Oh.
That's how I got it.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
And then obviously the pieces started coming into place and I realized it was Kevin Kline and John Cleese and it all made sense.
If anyone has a copy of that I could borrow so I could sit with my Snuggie.
I have a VHS.
Good movie. Ken.
Coming to kill me.
Ken.
I might borrow that. I just got a VHS player the other
day. We are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Thank you for joining us.
Ooh, I wanted to say one little thing that...
What is that?
I just want to say that for next week, we're going to do a little bit of
razzmatazz
of the Dimitri. And I just want to say that he is not what I pictured.
You can go on our Facebook and actually see, is this the real Dimitri? And that is actually a picture of him. But we have audio and video of it that
we'll get
post
it hooked up
week.
And ready for next week. And I was
horny
first. And then definitely
hornier.
She had to change her pants
twice.
All right. Ooh, I didn't see the wet ones come off the second time.
The rubbers.
Those stay on always.
Hey, this is Hideous Creature Show, and we're going to do another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Probably Jimi Hendrix, like in the thick of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just in the nasty.
Yes, I'd like to pick a Pink Floyd, a 1980, a Nina Simone, 1965, Beethoven, May 7th, 1824. For the Ninth Symphony. That is all for now.
I feel like I owed you a drunk talk because I've dealt with you so many fucking times. Bands, I go back. Fucking Led Zeppelin, man. I'd love to see them fucking live before they, the drummer dead. Anyway.